These supporters of Palestinians have arrived from all over Europe, and their aim, travel to occupied Palestinian territories in April, where they will meet civil society organizations and Palestinians from all walks of life. Last year, European airlines had blacklisted and offloaded most of them on Israel's orders. This year, they are determined to reach their destination.
If the airlines again try to prevent us from boarding, they will be saying that they are auxiliary guards for the Israeli siege of Palestine. And that'll be not a good position for them to be in, because that will leave them open to political and legal activities here in Europe.
Israeli authorities say they have to control every person coming into the occupied Palestinian territories for security reasons. But for Palestinians and families of those killed in the Gaza-bound Turkish aid ship Mavi Marmara in 2010, that is not a reason for stopping visitors from entering the occupied territories. This year, the Welcome to Palestine movement aims to overwhelm Israeli officials by its sheer number of members. Similar meetings are being organized all over Europe, and that's a proof that this year the movement is going to be much larger than last year's. Organizers say they're also spreading their campaign to boycott Israeli exports.
And every single year, because of the crimes that Israel commits, Israel's reputation and world opinion sinks even further. And the opinion polls confirm that this is continuing to happen.
The Welcome to Palestine movement also has Israeli supporters, and they complain of their mistreatment at the hands of Israeli authorities.
The cooperation with Palestinians, it's not something easy. We need to face armed forces against us while we're resisting non-violently. Besides that, within the Israeli society, it's not so accepted to be politically active towards Palestinian human rights.
The organizers say no castle is brought down in one attempt, a sign that this year they are determined to reach the occupied Palestinian territories. Minister Pryor, Press TV, Paris.